Venezuela has been sinking deeper into political crisis over the past year. Much of the middle class and many key business leaders are trying to force President Hugo Chavez to step down. They say he's an authoritarian who's mismanaging the economy. The impasse has erupted into occasional violence, but lately the fiercest battle is being waged in Venezuela's news media. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
President Chavez says most Venezuelan journalists are trying to push him out of office. And he's right, they are. In the newsroom of the major daily, El Universal, the editor-in-chief admits as much. Elidis Rojas says journalists here find themselves in a situation that he likens to a war.
Desde el mismo momento de la campaña electoral, hace cuatro años,
starting with the election campaign 4 years ago, Chavez attacked the media as an institution. After his election, the president and his government officials attacked reporters directly. He'd say, "Joe Blow, you have no credibility. You're a liar."
Rojas says Chavez's rhetoric has led to violence. Reporters have been threatened and beaten up, and many now wear bulletproof vests and helmets when covering pro-Chavez events. Rojas acknowledges that the government has not tried to censor his newspaper, but he believes that's just a matter of time.
One has to ask oneself what journalism would be like in a Cuban-style society, and you have to take a stand. In a situation like this, it's absurd to ask us to be objective. The concept of objectivity or balance has been set aside.
Rojas insists his newspaper is still truthful, but he admits it emphasizes stories that are critical of the government and downplays Chavez's side. It's a technique that's visible on the front pages of almost all of Venezuela's major papers. Rojas also stands by El Universal's upbeat coverage of a botched coup d'etat against Chavez last April, coverage that attracted an angry mob to the paper's front door. Rojas, like many of his colleagues, says the bias is justified by the circumstances.
El ministro de infraestructura está por aquí.
That's not how President Chavez sees things. Earlier this month, private TV stations devoted hours of live coverage to a massive anti-Chavez march in downtown Caracas. But they gave scant attention to a pro-Chavez rally 3 days later. In front of the cheering crowd, Chavez ordered the TV stations to carry his speech.
Si algún canal irrespeta, usted le tumba la señal.
If any TV channel ignores this order, take them off the air, Chavez told his telecommunications chief. The crowd loved it.
Viva Venezuela! Viva la República!
By law, the president may oblige TV stations to carry important speeches. But the stations complain that Chavez abuses the privilege, forcing them to broadcast partisan rallies or rambling monologues about his overseas trips. Desiree Santos Amaral, a journalist and pro-Chavez member of Congress, says the president is just giving the media a taste of their own medicine.
El presidente sí tiene un lenguaje pugna, un lenguaje.
Sure, the president has a pugnacious way of expressing himself, Amaral says, but Chavez is not like previous presidents who surrendered to the steamroller of media campaigns. This president is fighting back, she says. Amaral says she wishes the media were more objective, but she denies the government has any plans for censorship. El Universal claims otherwise. The newspaper recently reported that it uncovered a rough draft of legislation that would give community groups, presumably pro-Chavez groups, the right to review the content of the news. But so far, El Universal's warning of imminent censorship has failed to cause much of a reaction among the general public. When it comes to the news these days, most Venezuelans simply don't know what to take seriously anymore. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.